Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are looking about what we can learn about struggling with fear from Gideon. We've been hanging out in Judges chapter 6, so if you've got your Bible, you might want to turn there. We started in verse 11 yesterday. We just looked at five verses. Judges chapter 6, verses 11 through 16, and you'll be able to stay along with us, but I would encourage you to go back later after we're done here in about 14 minutes and take a look and read those scriptures there in chapter 6, verses 11 through 16. But we're looking at what we can learn through Gideon about struggling with fear. And we learned yesterday that Gideon didn't see himself like God did. Gideon saw himself as he was, not how he could be with God's help. The angel said that he was a hero, a mighty hero, and that the Lord was going to be with him in chapter 6, verse 12 yesterday. But Gideon sure didn't feel like a hero because they were meeting. He was actually working underground in a wine press because the Midianites were just terrorizing and dominating Gideon and the Israelites and several other tribes there at Israel. So he sure didn't feel like a hero, but that's how God saw him, and the angel of the Lord told him that. And I think it's one of those things today, somebody listening, you got to remember how God sees you, not how others see you, and the lies of the enemy that tells you you're a failure, you're not making any difference. Then we wrapped up yesterday's program, look at a second thing we can learn from Gideon and learn about struggling with fear. Gideon was looking at the past, present, and thinking the future couldn't possibly be any better. And he wanted to know why things had happened to him and his family. And yesterday we talked about that in verse 13 of Judges chapter 6. "Sir," Gideon replied, talking to the angel, "if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? And where are all the miracles our ancestors told us about?" And he went on to say in verse 13, "The Lord brought us up out of Egypt, but now the Lord has abandoned us and handed us over to the Midianites." And I think a lot of us, we answer that question, or we ask that question, we want the answer. God, why did you allow this to happen? Why did you allow this storm in my life? And man, we've had a lot of thunderstorms and bad winds and hail and just downpours of rain have caused damage here in central Kentucky. And, you know, sometimes we just don't understand why God allows those things to happen. And yet sometimes as I look at my life, I've learned a lot of things about sometimes why the reason we're in situations we're in. And I used to teach, I was an adjunct professor at Midway University for 3 years. And sometimes, you know, we did papers, but sometimes I'd give tests and they might have a multiple choice question on them, and, you know, A, B, C, or D, all the above. And sometimes it would be, I think sometimes in the situations we're in life that are maybe causing us fear are because of unwise or selfish decisions that someone else has made that's now impacted our life and maybe caused us to be in fear. Or choice B, maybe it's because of unwise or selfish decisions that we've made that's kind of caused us to be in a challenging situation that's causing us to have fear about what might happen in the future. Or choice C, sometimes we're just in a real challenging season of life or dealing with something that may be causing us some fear because life happens. Life just happens. And one of the things that I just had to learn to say many times, I've been asked as a pastor, "Greg, why did God allow this to happen?" I just have to simply say and humbly say, I don't know. And there are a lot of things this side of heaven that I don't understand. But I know even when I don't understand God, I can trust God. But the thing that I really found a lot of times when I'm in a challenging season of life, maybe in a season where I'm struggling with fear, it's not just A, unwise decisions that others have made that have impacted me, or selfish decisions others have made, choice A or choice B, unwise or selfish decisions I've made, or C, life happens. A lot of times it's just D, it's all of the above, a combination of those three things that maybe have me in a challenging season of life that I'm in. And I'm so thankful to know that We talked about this earlier, that God never leaves us, he never forsakes us, and that Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, all things work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And I'm thankful, friends, it doesn't say some things, doesn't say most things, it says what? All things work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. A third thing that we can learn from Gideon about struggling with fear was Gideon didn't think he was strong enough. In verse 14 of Judges chapter 6, it says, then the Lord turned to Gideon and said, go with the strength you have and rescue Israel from the Midianites. I am sending you today. You know, I love that part because a lot of times we're just like, I just don't have the strength to endure what I've got to deal with. And I'm just in fear. I'm frozen by the old paralysis, by analysis, and just analyzing things over and over. And yet we need to make a decision. And I've heard my boss when I was a teenager at my first job at Foodtown Grocery Store. I was just standing around because we didn't have any customers at the time. He said, Greg, do something, even if it's wrong. Now, I don't think that's the best wisdom, but as a 15-year-old kid, he probably thought, there's nothing I can do that could really hurt the store that much. But indecisiveness and making decision a lot of times can be because of fear and thinking we're just not strong enough. But I want to remind you, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And friends, that verse is one of those that just lets us know we don't have to try to do it on our own. And I love that it just says that in verse 14 in Judges 6, there, the angel told Gideon, just go with the strength you have. You know, sometimes, friends, we want to wait to go downtown when all the stoplights turn green. An old Wayne Smith joke there. And yet, you know, friends, it's not very often I get to drive down Nicholasville Road from New Circle Road to down to UK. I don't know that I've ever gotten there with all the lights turning green. And, man, if I even get three or four, I'm thrilled, okay? But sometimes we just got to go on and make a decision. We got to face the fear, even we don't feel strong enough. And as Paul has said, I love it. He says, you know, God's strength is made perfect in my weakness. Oh, my goodness, that's so good. God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. And I know I found that truth in my life over and over. And I got to ask you today, have you found that to be true also? I bet a lot of you listening or watching today on our YouTube channel, you're like, you know, bobbleheads going, yes, Greg, so many times. And yet the enemy wants you to forget those times that the Lord, he just supernaturally gave you strength and did what only he can do. He put his angels around you to bless you, to help you, to encourage you. And it's just one of those, my dad used to just call it, that's a big thank you, Lord. That's a big thank you, Lord, when God did something that only he could do. You know, friends, God always shows up in our life. He answers our prayers. But a lot of times I found it's not necessarily the way I would have done it if I was in control, if I was in charge. And sometimes there's delays and long delays. And yet we can trust that God's ways are good. And Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9 says, my thoughts and my ways are not your thoughts and your ways, declares the Lord. As high as the heavens are, so are my thoughts and my ways higher than your thoughts and your ways. And sometimes, friends, I just have to say, God, I don't understand why you're doing it this way, but I trust you. And he just works it out for good as he always does because he's a good, good father. And he loves you and he cares about you. And he hurts when you hurt. And when you don't have enough strength, he's like, I've got you. I've got you. And I'm so thankful that we can stand on those promises today. A fourth thing that we can learn from Gideon and his struggle with fear from Judges chapter 6, verses 11 through 16, is Gideon played the old dreaded compare game. Gideon played the old compare game. I've been so guilty of that. I've shared about it on numerous times here on Hope is Here. But verse 15 in Judges chapter 6 says, but Lord, Gideon replied, how can I rescue Israel? My clan is the weakest in the whole tribe of Manasseh, and I am the least in my entire family. there's Gideon doing like what you and I do, comparing his situation, his clan, and the people that he's with out of this big tribe of Manasseh. But on top of that, in his clan, he said, I'm the least in my entire family. And I get that, friends. I've been there before. I've shared it before, so I'll make it short and sweet. But we may have some new listeners to the radio program. If you just tuned in for the first time, just thanks for listening. I hope it's here. Or if somebody has shared this on YouTube channel or a podcast from iTunes, you found this. I'm the oldest of four. And my middle brother and sister that are twins, they're about a little over three years younger than me. My sister was homecoming queen at Eastern Kentucky University, was president of her sorority, and fast forward now in her early 50s, she still looks like a homecoming queen, and she's just beautiful on the outside, beautiful on the inside, and really, really intelligent. My middle brother's an oncologist, a cancer doctor. On top of that, he went back to graduate school after being a doctor for a while and wanted to learn more about the business side of medicine and got a master's degree from Harvard in health administration. So he's like really, really smart. Sometimes I'm like, dude, are you sure we're related? Because God's just giving him a brilliant mind, but he's a very humble man and a generous man. And Mike's about 5'11", tall, skinny with hair. And my baby brother, Darren, is 6'4". And he is the head basketball coach at Northern Kentucky University. And, of course, the Norse made it to the NCAA tournament and gave the number one seed Houston. All they wanted was like a four-point game with about 5 minutes left, but just couldn't quite pull up the upset of the number one seed. But, you know, I've been guilty in the past of trying to compare myself to Mike and Darren and Missy, and especially my two brothers, just because of being men. And, you know, I just, when I did that, when I played that compare game, I was like Gideon. I just said, you know, man, I'm the least in my family compared to these guys. They make lots of money. They're great dads, great husbands. They're just really, really well-rounded guys and very successful in their professions and great husbands, great dads, followers of Jesus. And yet, I just had to realize one day that, you know what, I just need to do what God had called me to do and just be Greg Horn. I'll never forget when somebody gave me a magnet when I went through the divorce, flood, and bankruptcy over 20 years ago now, and it simply said, bloom where you're planted. Bloom where you're planted. And that's what I've decided to do over the last 20 years of my life, and just been so thankful to experience so many great things because he's such a good, good father. The fifth and final thing we can learn from Gideon about struggling with fear is Gideon did not hear the part where the Lord said, I will be with you. In verse 16 of Judges chapter 6, it says, the Lord said to Gideon, I will be with you, and you will destroy the Midianites as if you were fighting against one man. And friends, if you go on and read the rest of chapter 6 and chapter 7, you'll find out just an unbelievable victory that Gideon had with his small group of people that God chose, and it's just a powerful, powerful story. But you know, somebody listening today, you just need to know, just like with Gideon, God's wanting you to know today, I am with you. I am with you. I have not forgotten you. And though your situation may seem overwhelming with tremendous odds, you need to know that I'm for you. And if I'm for you, God and you make a majority. So I want to encourage you to stand on the faith of Gideon. You'll see that as you read on in chapter 6 and chapter 7, and that you don't have to struggle with fear today. You need to be a person of faith, which leads to freedom. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.